This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
Four 33 Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I'm Nick Schwert. We are out here at 15th and Wakarusa. It's Legends Restaurant. They will be donating 50% of all ticket proceeds directly to the cause. You just got to tell them that you're here to support the Round Ball Classic, and they're going to give 50% of the sales right to the cause. We have got a very crowded table now. We got about everybody that's going to be here is here, at least so far. We got the two coaches, Bud and Calvin, as you just heard from. Kenny Gregory's out here. Ted Owens, former Kansas coach, is here as well. And now we got a poster boy, Cole Aldridge, joining us. These guys are just talking shop, just like holding court without me. But hey, it's fine. You gotta throw the headset on so I can talk to you, man. You guys just holding court without me. Come on, bud. You're the radio professional. You got to know this at this point.
Okay. What? We back in a sec.
Yeah, we're back.
Okay. All right.
Now you just orchestrated a trade. Am I to hear this correctly? In the timeout?
No, I was just messing with Kenny. I got to get in his head early. I ain't worried about Bud. Kenny got to go out there and play.
Cole Aldridge joining us now. Have you seen the rosters? Have you seen your team yet, Cole?
Yes, I have.
How you feeling about it?
Feel pretty good.
Feel good?
Yeah, feel good.
He's not worried about the team. He's worried about as long as he got me as a coach. He ain't got to worry about nothing else.
Yeah, because if you're on Bud's team, you're not getting subbed out. You know, you're playing the entirety of the game. You got Calvin as your coach. He might let you get a breather every now and then.
Well, first of all, quit talking around people all the time. Let's talk directly. You know, Cole, come in, you know, he's sitting around already dumping you in every kind of way. Okay, somebody said they don't want you, somebody does want you. Don't believe any of that. Everything has already been passed out, okay? Everything going to be the same. You know, we're going to have a good time. You enjoy yourself, eat a lot, you know, maybe have a couple of iced teas or something, and just call it good because it's going to be that way.
Yeah, how are you going to slow him down tomorrow? You just throw him with you on the whole game?
I do not disclose any of my information.
Why not, though? I want you to disclose more
information. Because that's the way I asked Coach. When Coach was coaching, he said, do not give up anything.
But you did this last year, and you lost. You didn't disclose any information.
Wow.
And
how about them,
you took the
how about
L?
Those wow. six or seven wow. other years now?
We don't remember back that far, bud. All we know is what have you done for me lately.
Okay, that's fine. Jump on that wagon.
I'm not jumping on any wagon, all right?
That's okay. You don't take those steps back now. Don't take them back. Keep it away.
I'm an unbiased observer, man. I'm just rooting for the event.
All right, and what was that question again then?
How are you going to stop Cole?
Yeah, so what are you going to do to stop Cole?
I mean, we got four guys that are in the league on our team.
That's right. You got you.
Wade, myself, Mario. We consider Drew still in it.
That's right.
Do you see how he's thinking? Have you heard that before? He said exactly what I said.
It's like you guys have been communicating.
He said exactly what I said, and you got... How am I going to stop Chris Zerbe? That's what I got to worry about.
Keep going.
It seems like you've been in contact with your guys while Bud didn't even know who was on his team until half an hour ago.
Do we need to help Bud out with his team? You have Jayhawk, Russ Robb, Withy.
He said he's got all this technology in front of him.
Yeah. Tyshawn Taylor, Tyrell Reed, Kenny, Tyler Self. I mean, guys got a good squad, but, if I'm right, I only see two NBA guys on this team.
Yeah, I would concur with that. Two versus four. That's, again, we didn't draft the teams. I'm just saying.
Have I said anything about something was wrong with my team?
You said it's not that big of an outcry. You said it's not that much, but still it is a bit of one. All I'm saying is if I were setting the Vegas line on this, which I would never set the line for a charity event, but I got the red team by
15.
Okay.
15?
That's fine.
8.5.
That's fine.
Per minute.
That's fine. You know, I always said when they threw that ball up in there, that's when everything's going to come apart.
Yeah.
You know, they talking about it day before the game. You know, we're going to be doing this and doing that. And you go down there and do this. Oh, that happened? Oh.
But a lot of people are coming out for this event.
Okay.
Great cause. I mean, everybody gets excited for it every year. So I would just say for the fans, can you just keep it close? Make it to where the fourth quarter's competitive. I don't know why I'm jumping in on you, but
I feel a little animosity here between the two. I know why.
I know why. I
have to. I have to keep it honest.
Right. I figured out that, you know, over the course of time, okay?
Yeah.
And if I do this for another 7 or 8 years, I'll be all right.
I think you're
You'll be about 500 back there.
Well, that's 500 better than somebody else. 7-1.
He's only lost one, but he lost the last one.
Yeah.
That's all everybody remembers. Yeah. That's all they're talking about right now.
What have you done for me lately, right?
That's right.
Well, I have no problem with that. Matter of fact, I'm looking forward to that.
So I'm sure you guys heard the 08 championship team, Cole, obviously you're part of. All but two guys, Brandon and Shady, are going to be here. Have you guys – this is the first time you guys have all, like, really gotten together since the championship? I mean, since you guys all parted ways?
I think we had – it was 20 years when we had from the 88,
right.
That 08 team. It's been almost 10 years now.
Make you feel
first
old?
Time, yeah. I talked to B. Rush today.
You feel old?
And I was giving him a little grief and saying, come on, man, come on, let's go. But he's going to be out of the country. He's going out of the Caribbean. I said,
Caribbean, Lawrence, Kansas. Right? That's how that was. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. I imagine you're excited to kind of get the gang back together, so to speak.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. You know, we still talk to a few of us every once in a while. A lot of us are still kind of playing against each other, and you know, you get time to catch up, but it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it, and you know, especially with what Brian and his team does for the charity game, it's, you know, get all these guys back.
He's here every year.
Six for me.
So your record was what?
That's what he's getting at here.
Hold on.
How many dunks you had last year?
When I ask a question,
he's with me.
Somebody else. You got to let him at least get it out. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Is this your first year? Ask him how many dunks did you have last year.
I think Ben had like 35 points, and I was, you know, probably in the 18, and I think. Out of the 18 points, majority of them were dunks.
Six or seven dunks.
I think I had one three in there.
Okay.
He said, I think.
Okay. So.
Pretty sure.
And what was the reason you chimed in when I was.
No, y'all don't want you talking to my players.
I was wondering, you know, I wasn't trying to steal them away from you.
Notice when Kenny came on with us.
Yeah. I got up and left.
Got up and left because
I let you deal with your players.
Oh, that was what you were doing?
Yeah, I was
okay.
Respect.
Well, I ain't going to let you deal with yours. That's the way I work.
We can make this easy. Whoever wants me on their team, you just have to donate some money to the charity. Whoever donates the most.
That's already been settled. It was either you or Drolling, and I left Drolling in Dallas. We told him we postponed the game.
I was wondering why we didn't see him on the wondering why he was missing from the roster.
I, to be honest with y'all, I haven't seen Greg since the first half of that Louisville game back in 86.
Man, he's been back 2 years in a row.
My bad.
Must have missed it. So, okay.
Okay, now let's get back to that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, what? You have any more takeaways you want to share with us?
Takeaways?
Yeah, you won't share with us anything about your game plan.
Oh, my game plan? It's always the same. My guys, get the ball, go out and try to score as much as you can, period. And there's no sitting down.
You only have two scorers on your team.
Why don't you give Ben a rest? Why do you play him the whole game all the time?
Yeah,
I don't know whether I paid him all the time. I don't think he was with me.
He has yet to sub a game in three summers.
Really? Well, he's going to not sub one now then. And then he's changing it.
Hey, bud.
Yes.
Let's just say, obviously, we've got, what we got, 34 guys between the two teams that are going to be playing. All-time KU history, you need a 5-on-5 pickup game. Who's the first guy that you're going to go with? First pick. For an all-time KU pickup game.
Well, since he's here, right here.
Right here.
Don't put that much pressure on me.
Wow. Picking him over, picking Cole Aldridge over Wilt, Danny Manning.
Rafe.
Rafe, Drew, Nick. I feel like all of the first picks would be big guys.
All of them be big guys?
Yeah. And maybe I'd go for a shooting guard. I don't know. Who's a good scoring guard? I can't think of any, to be honest
with you. Ben is a good scoring guard.
I would go with you.
No, because they would have to turn the lights off, man, in there.
No, he said all time, though. I'm going with D. Manning over Wilt. I'm going with D over Wilt.
Why would you?
Because he can play multiple positions. That's just like Magic. Magic's a point guard, but he can play more than one position. Wilt can't play guard if need be.
So you would have Danny over Wilt.
He said that he has my number one pick, mm-hmm. my first pick.
Didn't Wilt lead the league in assists one year?
No, he did.
Yeah.
But he got to get the ball up the floor. Danny can bring the ball up the floor. He said, I didn't say I wouldn't pick Will in my top five. I said my number one pick would be Danny.
Not bring the ball up the court.
My number one pick would be Danny.
See, I think I'd take Will just because I think he's one of the freakiest athletes, like, not basketball ever.
No, by all means. But
you do so many things.
I probably would have taken him number two.
Pierce has to be somewhere in there, right? I feel like that guy. No?
You said KU.
Yeah, Paul Pierce.
I said no.
Why not?
He said game. I said no. At KU, think about it. KU, you said KU.
Yeah, he's an All-American.
You didn't say Boston.
I'm just saying All-American is last year.
Okay, last year.
And he was injured. And if he wouldn't have been injured, he probably would have been Big 12 Player of the Year. So.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
You keep. No, I'm just.
Who's your point guard?
I almost said JoJo.
Cole, you played. Yeah. I got to imagine one of your teammates would be the guy. I'm going old school. JoJo White?
I would go JoJo.
We did this yesterday, and I put JoJo and Sharon in my backcourt next to Pierce and Manning. And then I had Drew Gooden rounding out my top five. That's a pretty good team, right? Good squad?
You would take second.
To who, you?
Yeah.
Got Kirk.
I know. Well, it's tough.
That's what I said.
If you're assembling a pickup game, you got to have a certain mentality for that, right? Right, bud?
I have a certain mentality all the time.
Hey, let me tell you something about – and I'm a lot younger than Bud, but we're both old school.
Yeah.
Bud elbowed my wife in the head playing pickup game.
It was a friendly pickup.
That's right. That's why we're friends after you get off the court.
It wasn't until then. You care to explain yourself, bud?
She was in the way.
Been to jail, man.
You've never been to jail,
huh?
You've never been to jail.
Huh?
He said she got in the way. She come calling to me. I said, don't get on the court with her.
Man, you can't turn it off even for 1 second,
hey,
for
look,
one day.
I came out of a little town in North Alabama and rocked it.
Yeah.
And you know how I did that? I took no, none. Time off.
Even with
no
women,
pick
children,
up game, playing with my
the elderly.
Kids, playing with girls, playing with men, playing with guys got helmets on. I didn't care.
Okay.
I had a living that I had to make.
I respect that. Yeah. I respect it.
But you know what? It was the way that we had a hunger for the passion of the game. We weren't trying to hurt people, but we wanted to win the game. And that's what it was about.
Well, he's Bud Stallworth, the coach of the blue team. Two pros on the blue team, four pros on the red team. We'll see if it makes a difference tomorrow. We're at Jefferson's out here, 15th and Wakarusa. We'll be here for another hour 15, but be here all night. Come watch the NBA Finals tonight. Come get your dinner. 50% of your ticket sales are going directly to the Roundball Classic as long as you tell them you're here for the cause. We'll be back with more on the other side. New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.